Major breaking news. At least 27 people have died and dozens more are missing after a catastrophic flood hit Texas. Now, Texas officials have immediately come out and said inaccurate National Weather Service forecasts are to blame for the deadly results in the catastrophic flooding. Usually, we have mechanisms in place. We have well-funded infrastructure to make sure that people evacuate, to make sure that forecast offices are staffed and the citizens of certain districts or certain states are warned before these catastrophes hit. That is how, over the past few decades, we have achieved a minimization of deaths during catastrophes. Yes, things still happen, floods still happen, and hurricanes happen, but we minimize the deaths through funding very strategic forecast offices. The point that I want to make here is these forecast offices have been cut relentlessly. For the past 6 months, not only has the National Weather Service been cut, but sweeping cuts have also affected the NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The moves that have been made have eliminated over 1,000 positions, and we have already heard people complaining that it's understaffed. We've heard people at these offices say, we are understaffed, we have crisis-level vacancies, and when tornadoes and hurricanes hit, we are not ready. So when flood-prone regions are understaffed, this is what you see. And Elon Musk, the Department of Government Efficiency, Donald Trump, and the current administration are directly to blame. That is not me playing politics or inserting politics. Those are the facts. For months, scientists and meteorologists have said that these drastic and sudden cuts would impact our nation's ability to forecast weather, and this is what we see. At least 27 people are dead. This reads, rescuers search for over 25 girls from Texas camp as flooding death toll rises to 27. This is at the time of recording this video. The death toll is 27. It is absolutely subject to go up throughout the day, so I just want to note that right there. But to continue, officials in Texas are immediately casting blame on the National Weather Service. We can actually watch the video of this happening right here. The
original forecast that we received on Wednesday from the National Weather Service predicted 3 to 6 inches of rain in the Concho Valley and 4 to 8 inches of rain in the Hill Country. We worked with our own meteorologists to fine-tune that weather statement, and as many of you know, and many of you in broadcast journalism and meteorology, you can go back and look at your own forecast, and the amount of rain that fell in this specific location was never in any of those forecasts.
This rain event sat on top of that and dumped more rain than what was forecasted on both of those forks. When we got the report, it was about 7 feet or so on the South Fork, and within a matter of minutes, it was up to 29 feet, and all of that converged at the Guadalupe, and that's where we saw those very quick rise and flood.
But listen, everybody got the forecast from the National Weather Service, right? You all got it. You're all in media. You got that forecast. It did not predict the amount of rain that we saw.
It was wrong. They are saying it without saying it, but they are saying the sudden dismantling and cuts of, you know, weather balloon networks, of the NOAA, of satellite data and radar maintenance will lead to a degraded accuracy in overall predictions, and it gets even worse. I mean, here's the thing. All of this was preventable. The deaths of these 24 girls from a Texas camp, which is heartbreaking, was preventable. Do you guys remember this clip a few months back of a weatherman in Florida saying that he doesn't have the funding or the resources to predict things accurately anymore? He says this straight up on air. He starts off with a clip of himself from, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, and then he plays a current clip. Just listen to this.
Right? When is it going to turn? John, it's not turning. It's coming straight to us. It's going to turn. All right? The turn was never forecast to be on Sunday. The turn isn't even on Monday morning. The turn will come Monday afternoon, Monday evening, into Tuesday. Remember that? That was about 6 years ago. That was Hurricane Dorian, as it was absolutely devastating the northwest Bahamas as a Category 5 sat over that region for 2 days. It was headed straight west. Lots of people in Florida were concerned the hurricane was heading here. And as you've grown accustomed to my presentations over my 34 years in South Florida newscasts, confidently, I went on TV and I told you, it's going to turn. You don't need to worry. It is going to turn. And I am here to tell you that I am not sure I can do that this year because of the cuts, the gutting, the sledgehammer attack on science in general, and I could talk about that for a long, long time, and how that is affecting the U.S. Leadership in science over many years, and how we're losing that leadership, and this is a multi-generational impact on science in this country, all right? But specifically, let's talk about the federal government cuts to the National Weather Service and to NOAA. Did you know that Central and South Florida National Weather Service offices are currently basically 20 to 40% understaffed?
Yep.
From Tampa to Key West, including the Miami office, 20 to 40% understaffed. Now, this type of staffing shortage is having impacts across the nation because
it's incredibly dangerous, and there's more to the clip, but this was months ago. We covered this in like March, I want to say, maybe April, and what happens is the Trump admin does nothing. They take no steps. Now, Sarah on Twitter wrote, "Dear Donald Trump, Texas officials are blaming the National Weather Service for being unprepared for the enormity of the rain and deadly floods that followed. You fired 560 meteorologists so that the rich could get their tax breaks. These deaths are squarely on you. Texas officials provided search and rescue updates Friday on a flash flood that has killed at least 24 people. Now it's 27. And they blame National Weather Service forecasts for not predicting the amount of rain. These deaths are squarely on Donald Trump. I have one simple ask, and then we'll go to the remainder of the video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you drop some blue hearts or prayer symbols or whatever for the people affected. But I want to make sure this video hits people's feeds. J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, all of these people are trying to dominate the narrative already. They're already saying that this was caused by some sort of like wokeness or the last administration, or they never could have seen this coming. No, they could have seen this coming. Experts kept saying this exact thing. If you diminish your input data, if you stop funding things and you have terrible, terrible data about forecasts, the quality of your forecasts will degrade to such a degree that the public will be in danger as if we live in 1890 and we're all blind to any sort of weather catastrophe that is coming. The video that I'm about to play is heartbreaking, genuinely heartbreaking. I'll play parts of it so that YouTube doesn't strike this video down. But this says, this is a nightmare. This lady and her bedridden husband are in a flooded home in Texas and nobody is coming to help them. Look at
okay,
this.
Okay, my house is flooding. Anybody out there? I have my dad on hospice, and I need to get him out of here. He's bedridden. He can't walk. He can hardly move. And look where the water is. So somebody, please, we've called 911. It's bad over here in front of the house. It's like a river. I mean, it's like a lake. They can't come. Look, we've lost our cars, everything.
That is one of the scariest, most nightmare situations possible. And again, this was all easily preventable. It's not even about numbers or budgets. It's about real people, families in Texas and Oklahoma and across the nation, of course. But this is happening right now, particularly in Texas and states around. These families depend on timely, accurate warnings to make life or death decisions in the moment for their family members, for their animals. And when the NWS is forced to operate with skeleton crews or no crews at all and radar systems go down, that is Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump is putting more American at risk, more Americans at risk, more lives at risk, communities at risk, and all to fund tax cuts for the rich. Here's the thing. You want to look at it through a return on investment. I say this over and over, but when we send $58 billion to U.S. aid, and in return, we save hundreds of billions of dollars in disease prevention that we would have to do down the road, it is totally worth it. So let's call it what this is. This is a deliberate assault on the public good, orchestrated by a Republican administration, which calls it efficiency, but it's actually all coming at the expense of public safety. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, all the people around them have gutted the very agencies that stand between us and nature's fury. They fired scientists, slashed research. For what? For like, I don't know, tax cuts for Elon Musk? It's terrible. How many more people are going to die before we say the Trump administration needs to go. The National Weather Service needs to be funded, not streamlined or whatever. The party that claims to protect Americans with law and order doesn't like order. When disaster strikes, where are they? They're gone. That's it. I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. Make sure to follow me across social medias below. We have a newsletter on Substack. It's great. We are starting live streams soon. So if you're not subscribed, you're going to be missing the live streams, the fun live streams. I have Instagram. Join the Reddit. I'll see you on the next video. Peace out.